Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. We've got Ken Weinman, and he's courtesy of the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video message, and meetings across your existing devices. Ken is the Baltimore Ravens insider for 105.7, the Fan in Baltimore. And I guess the first question I'll ask you, Ken, is where are logistically the Ravens in terms of media availability, their practice schedule, and how many players or coaches, and Lamar in particular, have been asked about this yet?
So here's the deal, and thanks for having me. Number one, Lamar only talks on Wednesdays, so I don't think this really hit yet. When the media availability is during the day with Brown, he would have talked around 11:30 yesterday morning. Today I had to do a show, so I wasn't out there today. But at the best of my today, only the coordinators spoke. That's it. Now you can go in the locker room and talk to some guys. I've not heard any response yet, but the Ravens are so focused on the task at hand that I think basically, and if you ask Lamar, knowing him, he'd say, I don't care, I'm just trying to win.
Ken, we got a three-man show here, and I was telling the fellas, you know, all different opinion on the comments and what the point he was trying to make, but I'm more offended that he only got a one-game suspension. What do you think about that? The whole nation is talking about this issue. It's bringing up race. You know what it's bringing up. And the fact that they only levied one game, that was offensive to me. Do you feel like I'm off basis at all?
No, especially when the Niners called the Ravens to tell them how seriously they were taking this. And then to all, now I'm not looking to take money out of anybody's pocket, but if you really are taking it seriously, I thought the comments were stupid and asinine. I don't even understand them.
Right.
And you're almost taking away credit from a guy, a kid, he's much younger than me, but from a kid that is playing incredible football. And Eric Weddle, a couple weeks before, was one of the smartest guys in the league. He said, we didn't know where the ball was half the time. Now, he didn't say, well, the ball blended into his skin, and he was wearing a purple jersey that night.
Right.
The ball's got white laces, too. You don't see the laces? I just think you're taking credit away from a kid that's playing at an incredibly high level.
Ken, that's exactly what I thought when I saw the comments and when I say, wait a minute, this guy's been executing at a high level, not only this season, but going back to Louisville where he lit it up in the ACC, and we're taking credit away. Like Peyton Manning, did we ever say this when he was wearing the all-white jerseys? You got the white laces and, oh, man, we can't see the ball. You know, it's just ridiculous, and I just don't know where that thought process came from. But, Ken, can you speak to this? Because Lamar's gone through it, and I just read some comments that Mel Kiper Jr. had before the draft where he says, you know, he can't throw, he's not accurate. But Josh Allen was not as accurate as Lamar Jackson in college. And he said, oh, stats for losers. How unfair is it to Lamar Jackson and then these black quarterbacks to have to go through this year after year, game after game?
Yeah, it is interesting. I think the one thing that nobody could quantify about Lamar Jackson was his work ethic and how much it drives him to be great. Because all this kid did during the offseason was basically eat, drink, and sleep football. He worked with his quarterback guru, a guy named Joshua Harris, who coached him when he was young. Then he went and worked with Tom House's people. Then he brought his own receivers down to Florida and worked with them. Then he was in the facility. And the guy has been, I think, I'm pretty sure he's thrown more touchdowns in the pocket than any other quarterback in football. Mm. So to say he's just a running back, it is crazy. And to me, you know, to see what he's done, to see how far he's come from since he walked off the field when they lost to the Chargers in the playoffs, to me, he's undoubtedly the MVP because this team is a 500 team at best without him.
Yeah, and just to echo what you said, that's what hit me is we've got a guy here who's probably the most dynamic player in football, and what Tim Ryan's kind of doing is trying to make an excuse for why, or rationalization why he's so good. I want to ask you this, though, because I just threw this question out to my guys, and they thought it was interesting. Do you think in 5 years Lamar Jackson will be this effective as a quarterback?
Assuming he doesn't get hurt, yes. And that's not to say that I think he's going to get hurt, but and you've seen all over the league this year, quarterbacks are getting hurt all over the league. Drew Brees got hurt. Ben Roethlisberger got hurt. Pat Mahomes got hurt running a quarterback sneak. As a matter of fact, I think he's still not at his best yet. And the guy just continues to work. To see what the work that he puts in, I think we have – the scariest part about Lamar Jackson is I don't think we've seen his peak yet.
Well, let me ask you this. We had Bill Polian on, former GM. I'm sure you're familiar with him. And I asked him the same question, and he said, I'm not going to answer that question until next season because I have to give like defensive coordinators an off season to see if they can figure out this kid.
You know what's interesting? If you would ask that question about Baker Mayfield, I bet you'd give you an answer last year. Everybody feels like this is some sort of gimmick. And it's not. He's just, first of all, he gets better as a passer every week. I'll tell you this, knowing him, so he had trouble throwing in the rain last week against the Niners. I'll bet you that he was out there during his free time this week taking balls out of a bucket full of water, throwing footballs all this week, because that's just who he is. It's not a gimmick, and these guys are the best athletes on the planet, and he's just faster than all of them, which right. And it's not just fast because Vic had straight line speed, but you saw what he did to that DB in the 49ers game. He does that every week. And that's not even talking about what he does throwing the football.
Now, I just wanted to get your thoughts on this, Tim Ryan, the issue. I know you have relationships with players, and the Niners have a lot of black players. Do you think Tim's ability to do his job or even talk to the players, do you think they may stay offended? What are your thoughts when I ask you if he was your friend, what advice would you give him? Because I'm telling my guys here, I don't know if he can patch this up if, you know, he tries to approach the players or they don't even want to be around him.
Yeah, that's an incredible hypothetical. If I had a relationship with Tim Ryan, I'd go up to him and say, what were you trying to say? What was your point? Because I can tell you right now, Richard Sherman, he was pretty glowing about Lamar Jackson after the game.
No doubt.
Yeah. And Richard Sherman seems to be a pretty, to talk like the kids talk, a pretty woke dude. I don't think he appreciated what Tim Ryan said.
Nah, there's no doubt. I'm eager to hear from the 49ers later today as well, Ken. I'm just thinking, I saw Mark Ingram, he quote tweeted the article about Tim Ryan and he put a clown emoji on. I got to think a lot of people out there in Baltimore feel the same way. But what do you know about Tim Ryan? Have you ever met Tim Ryan? Do you know the guy well? What have you heard about Tim Ryan?
I don't know him well at all. You know, it's funny. It's random. He came out of, I saw him in the press box really quickly Sunday. Because at halftime, when we were waiting to get into the cafeteria and there's a line, he was trying to find out whether Marlon Humphrey tipped the field goal. But I've really not had any personal interaction with Tim Ryan. He seemed to be a well-respected commentator. This is the first time, to my recollection, that I can remember him saying anything asinine.
Yeah. Hey, Ken, thank you so much. Let me ask you one more because this isn't going to go away. I mean, Lamar's going to get asked about it, whether it's after the game this weekend and John Harbaugh. How do you think the Ravens, let's say Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson will react or respond when they get asked?
I can guarantee you Lamar Jackson will say, I don't care about all that stuff. All I care about is winning football games. That's exactly what he's going to say. When you ask Lamar questions about anything that is unrelated to the game, or even when you ask him about things he's done well, he doesn't want to talk about that. Lamar, now some of his teammates might speak to it,
right?
But Lamar's not going to speak to it at all. I can guarantee that.
Harbaugh, you think John Harbaugh is going to say anything?
It depends on what day you catch him. I wish I knew.
Right.
On Sunday after the game, probably not. If they win, maybe. on Monday, if you ask him about it, he might say something. Now, he talks tomorrow. He might say something tomorrow.
Right.
He may say, I'm sure he'll get asked tomorrow. If I was there, I'm on the air, but if I was there, I'd ask him about it.
Sure.
He'll say something tomorrow.
Ken, thank you so much for joining us. Great insight, and really appreciate it on short notice.
No worries, man. Anytime.
All right. That's Ken Weinman, Baltimore Ravens insider for 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.